Well, again, good afternoon to everyone. Hello to any visitors we have here today. It's just good to see all of you here. The Sabbath is a very special day, a chance for us to get together in fellowship and talk about God. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about what we remember. You know, as busy as our lives get, all the things that kind of compete with our time and our attention, sometimes it's difficult to focus on the things that we really should remember to do every day. We know that there's time to bring in memory into our own memories, personal events, or even reminders of history, things that we should remember. We know that tomorrow is the 4th of July, Independence Day, certainly a national holiday that was set up to help us remember certain things, certain events in history that have played a part in the forming of this nation, certainly things in history that have played a part into what we live in this nation today. But no matter what we put in terms of remembrance, maybe we, you know, look to national holidays, reflect there. We might have, you know, birthdays that we look to. We might have anniversaries, maybe the date of our baptism. Lots of things that we choose to remember. But sometimes the most important thing to remember is the easiest thing to forget. The Bible, as we know, is full of reminders. It reminds us about some things that we're supposed to commemorate annually or focus on annually. Some things are done on different timelines in the Bible, but the Bible is specific that some things are to be remembered every day. So today, let's take a look at one verse. We're going to take a one verse in the model prayer where Christ provides instruction on how to pray. So turn, if you will, to Matthew 6, and we will read verse 11. Matthew 6, verse 11, a scripture that I'm sure is familiar to us all, that reads, give us this day our daily bread. So let's take a look at Christ's instruction with this scripture, and we're going to look at it in three pieces. And we'll start with this day. A little farther in Matthew, and actually verse 34, Christ tells us that not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So Christ wants us to focus on what is in front of us today, not to preoccupy or concern ourselves with tomorrow. It's not that we can't plan for tomorrow or think about it, but rather we're not supposed to do so at the expense of what He needs to teach us this day. In 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and verse 2, Paul was addressing the church in Corinth, and in the latter part of the verse he made this statement. He says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So this day, what we're supposed to focus on this day and every day, is our present needs. We're to affirm our trust in God for what our needs are for today. And God will take care of tomorrow, and what we ask of Him tomorrow, He'll take care of tomorrow. But He wants us to focus every day on Him, and every day is very, very important. So this day, you think about the things that He wants you to learn today. Another part of the verse is our daily bread. Bread here is a Greek word. It's called artos, and it means that which is necessary for sustaining of life. That's which is necessary to sustain life. And the context of this word is both spiritual and physical. It's both. There's another scripture I know that's very familiar to all of us. It's actually Matthew 4, verse 4, where Christ says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. This is artos again. This is the physical bread alone. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The Word of God sustains the spiritual life. And actually, let's go ahead and turn to John chapter 6, verse 35. John 6, 35. Because Christ here is actually describing what He is relative to bread. John 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread. I am the artos. Bread here is artos as well. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus is our spiritual artos, our spiritual bread. And He will provide for all of our spiritual needs and all of our spiritual hunger, everything that we need there. I'd like to take a moment and refer to a scripture in Hebrews. Actually, it's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. You can jot that down if you wish. Hebrews 4, verse 12. And it reads, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." And the word of God is also referred to as the sword of the Spirit. We read that in Ephesians 6, verse 17. So the word of God, it's living, it's active. The word of God is actually spirit. And when we call upon God, we are shown the way. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 reads, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Have you ever read a verse in the Bible or maybe a section of Scripture and you know that God led you to a deep understanding of it, but perhaps months later, maybe even a year later, you come and read it again and He gives you even greater depth of understanding? And He gives us what we need when we need it. Our physical needs can change over time, or even our spiritual needs may change over time. But the bread we need today should fit the urgency of the day, the urgency of the time, and the need according to God's will. And He knows what that need is. The third part of the verse, actually is the beginning of the verse, it says, give us. At the beginning of the verse, Christ instructs us to petition God. It says to give, ask. I think we're all familiar with the latter part of James 5, verse 16. It talks about the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The word fervent is actually a Greek word called energeo. And actually, it's spelled like energy. It just has an eo on the end instead of a y. And that's what it means. The energetic, the passionate prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so we are to come boldly before God, not in arrogance, not being assumptive, but with confidence, absolute and complete confidence that He is there to hear us. Now this petition that we're asked to do, that Christ instructs us, it's not always easy to make it not a tentative or a bashful one, but we are to come straight forward and ask. There's another scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Let's turn there. Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. And everyone here, I'm sure, is familiar with these words from Christ. Ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. It's not a partial promise. It's a complete promise, and it's a promise from no less than the Messiah. We can ask for a lot of things. In James 1, verse 5 and 6, you could write this down if you wish. He writes, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Let him ask. Who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given to him. Then in verse 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. The word no, to not doubt, means to not hesitate. It's not to give it a second thought. We shouldn't stew on it, shouldn't question whether God has the power to do it, shouldn't play it over in our mind. We should, in faith, confidently come before Him without hesitation. And Christ affirms this understanding too in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And He says, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it. It's a promise. A promise from Christ. So give us is a petition. It's a petition to ask in confidence and faith without hesitation that God will grant our requests according to His will. Now there are many things we should call into remembrance, but there are some things we just should not forget every day. And as it reads in Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread. We're to come before God with energy, with energeo, to petition Him in faith, without a doubt, without hesitation, and He will grant us our spiritual and physical artos for the day, according to our need, and most importantly, according to His will.